I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries, and welcome to this week's episode. This episode is going live on the 4th of July, and I live in Philadelphia, and of course, the 4th of July is a very important holiday here in this city, and there are all kinds of fireworks going off and huge concerts and things happening in the city, all to commemorate the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776 that happened here in this city. And that declaration, of course, was a very historic moment when people came together and they declared that they were independent from the empire, that the empire did not have their best interests at heart, and they were severing those bonds. And of course, this was radical because nobody had ever done this before. And of course, they then, that wasn't the end of the story. As we all know, there was quite a struggle ahead of them in the Revolutionary War. And the struggle continues in a sense because this country has yet to live up to the proclamations that of equality that are in that declaration. And yet, that declaration was a watershed moment in human history, a moment in which people chose to sever their ties with the political structure of empire. And of course, it is fairly ironic that now the United States has become the predominant empire, exerting our influence globally through economic and military means. And I, having lived abroad both as an exchange student and as a Peace Corps volunteer, I have seen the effects of that global empire playing out in other countries. And I also have come to see in later years in my life through my spiritual journey how much the political structure of empire and the economic structure of empire is simply a manifestation in the political and economic systems, a manifestation of ego consciousness, which I talk about on this podcast and I've written about quite a bit. Ego consciousness being that consciousness that perceives the world through the lens of separateness. And so when we perceive the world through this lens of separateness, we establish political and economic orders that are exploitative and seek to dominate others because we are not comprehending that we are one with others. And the economic system exploits the earth, seeing the earth as something that is separate from us and little more than a storehouse of resources that we want to use for our own advancement. And so empire itself is an expression of the ego mind. And so it's one thing to declare independence from the political structure of empire, but it is quite another thing to declare one's independence from the thought system that underlies empire, mainly the egoic thought system. And yet, until we declare our independence from that thought system, we will simply continue to recreate it in whatever forms we are undertaking to bring about. So for me, the truly radical declaration of independence would be that we declare our independence from the ego thought system and that we choose not to engage in it any longer. We choose not to be its proponents and not to bring forth expressions of it in our world. Now, I have written about this topic in a little parable book. Maybe you have read it. It's called No One in Island. And in that book, I take sort of a playful look at the global situation. But beneath the playfulness and the word plays that I know people find to be quite delightful is an important message about how we collectively are in this sort of dream state that the ego mind generates, playing out this dream in which we perceive that we are separate from one another. And in that state of separateness, we experience great loneliness and isolation. And we perceive ourselves as separate also from the source of our being, which is love. And in this story, I talk about how our collective awakening might begin to happen and what it might look like. And I hope that you will check that story out. I'll have a link to it on this on the page of this podcast. But all of that is to say that on this day in which in the United States we are celebrating our independence from empire, I just want to encourage us all to go deeper than that. Because this other sort of declaration of independence is something that is, it's not based on any nation, it is a global moment of awakening, of collective awakening, when we as a global people are choosing more and more to disengage from that thought system that has brought so much suffering and so much exploitation. And that by disengaging from that thought system of the ego, we can, in fact, begin to build new structures and new institutions, and in fact, a new world that is not an expression of the ego that has us dividing ourselves in nation states and ethnic groups and religious groups, but out of the understanding of our fundamental and inherent oneness. And when we get to that point, and when we begin to truly disengage and decouple our own minds from that illusory thought system, that false thought system of the ego, then we can truly be on this planet as evolutionary activists, because we cannot create a new world with the same consciousness that created the old one. And so this week in which we in the U.S. are celebrating the 4th of July, and for you listeners in other countries as well, I just really encourage us to take a moment inwardly to really solidify our own intention and our own resolve to move beyond that thought system of the ego that perceives things through the lens of separateness, to move beyond the mechanisms by which it maintains itself, in other words, the mechanisms of blame and shame and judgment and attack, to truly declare our independence from those things, so that we can be the visionaries and the evolutionary activists that are helping bring forth a new story on this planet, a story that is an expression of our collective oneness. And until next week, peace.